Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. You gotta talk into the mic, Pedro. That's the only requirement of today. Even if I have bad breath, you gotta talk into the mic.
Okay.
All right, you ready? You've been in a bomb shelter since Thanksgiving. I'm sure you're never gonna get out again. It seems like a joke. It's cruel and it's dumb. Zach and Green's trapped together and she's chatting out his eardrums. You're still in the bomb shelter, I'm so bored. Still in the bomb shelter makes me snore. I'm not having fun, cause you're still in the bomb shelter. Oh, you're still in the bomb shelter, Zach and Greeley. I'm getting awfully bored. When you gonna get out? New Year's Day? Hanukkah? Martin Luther King's Day? Next Thanksgiving? This week on All My Children, Greenlee and Zach are still stuck underground when they get a surprise helping hand. Get it?
Aiden gets a hand from Kendall. Too bad we still can't understand a word he says.
Tad sees the back of Crystal's hand, and if Adam isn't careful, he gonna see the back of Tad's hand.
And Ava offers JR a hand. And gin-filled fake boobs.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza. Today, my co-host...
Peter.
Pedro. Why do you always have to call yourself Peter? Your name is Pedro.
My name is Peter.
Ay, Dios. People, you don't understand where we live, the building we live. This man do not understand that I'm doing him a favor.
Well, Ashley, you have had me wear the Guayabeta shirt.
Guayabeta. That's funny. And I made you stop wearing them damn Birkenstock sandals in winter with the wool socks. That was trouble.
Well, I got my hiking boots out of the closet.
Anyway, we're happy to have you here to comment on this week's episodes for the week ending December 7th, 2007 of the program You and I Hate to Love, All My Children. Does that make sense, Pedro?
It is. It's a long way to get there, but I got it.
I do. Anyway, Pedro, you didn't hear the podcast from last week, did you?
I didn't listen to all
of
it.
I was very sad last week.
Well, I know. The song was very... It was touching.
Touching? I hope it was inspiring. Inspiring people to call, write, complain. Write your congressman, your representative, and complain about the show.
I think there's probably bigger problems in the world for congressmen and other government agencies to deal with, but...
All right. Listen, one of the things that you can do, and actually Jill sent this to me. I promised her that I would try to mention it at some point on the show, is you can go to tadanddixie.com. That's tadanddixie.com. And apparently you could email everyone at the show at once to make a plug, mostly for Dixie coming back. But you can also get some information, too, on who to write to and who to complain about the show and the status of the show. I don't want to start the show off too negative this week, Pedro.
No, let's start positive.
We got to start positive. And overall, I think I would say the show was okay this week.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I would say that is not because of this dumbass, boring Greeny and Zach storyline. I think it's because, for me, it's mostly Tad and Crystal right now keeping me going.
Well, they got chemistry.
Ooh, do they have chemistry. And not only that, okay, this man is an amazement to watch. His anger at Crystal over her pairing with Adam is so palpable and so dangerous. It keeps me on the edge of my seat. It keeps me watching all the time.
Well, it makes sense that he would be mad. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
He should be mad.
He should be pissed.
Because it's crazy that she wants to be with that man.
I know. I kind of want to save this for later in the show. I kind of wanted to go through Greenlee first. But I will say that I understand where Crystal's coming from. Chemistry is very hard to deny. Passion and love and chemistry is very hard to deny. Pedro's looking at me like his eyes are like just wide open, just blinking with no comprehension whatsoever.
I'll tell you, chemistry is one thing, but facts are another.
You're very practical, Pedro. I wish you were more practical in choosing footwear in the Bronx neighborhood where you live.
Listen, these hiking shoes are comfortable, and they're good for walking. I have to do a lot of walking to the bus and things like that.
All right, listen, do you people want to hear recaps? I don't know anymore. I'm thinking that you do, because a lot of you write me saying that you don't even watch the show really very much. So I will give you a small recap. We'll start with Greenlee and Zach. How's that?
Oh, that's my favorite.
That is your favorite?
Yeah.
It's kind of the one most fun to sort of poke holes in, because it kind of so stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We start the beginning of the week with Greenlee trying to climb that dumbass ladder out of the bomb shelter. Why is the ladder to the bomb shelter so high off the ground?
Well, that would if that ladder was all the way to the ground, it would make it very easy to escape.
Why wouldn't you want to get out?
Well, it wouldn't be good for television, I'll tell you that.
Ugh, you got a point. People, someone needs to explain that to me, because I don't understand that. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just my lack of comprehension, you know? Anyway, she climbs that dumbass ladder, and of course it breaks, and she falls. It was really funny, the fall. She looked like almost like a feather, you know, because she's like 95 pounds. She almost sort of like wafted to the bottom of the bomb shelter. You know what I mean? She didn't really fight fall kaplunk. And of course, Zach saves her. She falls on Zach, the man who was like bleeding internally.
Well, thank goodness she sewed him up the weeks before.
Yeah,
I mean,
she did.
That's my favorite moment.
That was kind of fun. I liked that. I respected that effort.
Sure.
On my children's part.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, so then you know, after that whole thing, they decide that they're going to dig themselves out. And of course, that doesn't work. And then we have like rehash, rehash, rehash all week, people. All week. She denies that she was a threat. She doesn't understand why Zach and Kendall hated her so much and blah, blah, blah. And Zach reminds her that she was a threat, and he reminds her why he and Kendall hated her, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just bored. Bored to tears.
There's not a lot of places that story can go at the moment.
Well, at one point, I was so relieved because, like, it was like, blah, 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 blah. It was so blah, blah, blah. At one point, they just both shut up and they start digging. I was like, phew, a rest from those voices. Ooh. And then, you know what else I observed, though? I'm going to tell you right now. Greenlee looks very nice. Sabine Singh looks very nice without makeup.
Hmm. That's nice.
I think she looks really pretty. I'm a fair person.
She's a good-looking woman in a bomb shelter.
Honestly, she is. She's attractive. She's an attractive woman, and I'm sure in person she's a really nice person. I harsh on the character. I hope I'm not harshing too much on the actress, because I think she's really pretty and has some capability in any event. I just think it's kind of funny, the digging. It's sort of like the half-hearted digging, but whatever. I respect it. They got to try to get out, right? Well, Zach, on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday's episode, he panics a little bit because his battery has run out, and then he can't have any more. That means he can't see the pictures of his family, so he panics a little bit. He starts to cry a little bit. And then Greenlee gets all secret on him, meaning the book, The Secret, The Power of Positive Thinking and Visualization. And she makes him, like, visualize what it would be like when he gets out and when he sees Kendall and the babies and all that stuff.
I think you're getting a little choked up, Ashley Mendoza.
No comment. I did get choked up over Zach. I related to his emotion about his family. I liked it. I didn't get choked up by picture you and Kendall kissing. Picture you holding Ian in your arms.
It's amazing Zach has not killed himself yet.
It's true. Like, Greenlee's trying to keep him alive. Every time she opens her mouth, it's a tiny little death inside for Zach.
She could be used as a force against Al-Qaeda. People would be talking lickety-split with Greenlee on the case.
That's right. And then it's funny because then she recalls her own love affair with Aiden. And I'm kind of laughing a little bit because, like, Aiden is so, like, I don't know. He's not, like, the dream man. You know what I'm saying? And they try to, like, portray him like the dream man. And I think of, like, unfortunately, I think of, like, old Greenlee and Leo.
Oh, well, nothing.
And
no.
You can't compare. Like, there's no comparison. And, like, when she talks about being in love with Aiden and Aiden's this and Aiden's that, I kind of laugh a little bit because he's, like, so. And he's so earnest about, like, the dorkiest things. Like, they showed Aiden talking to Alfonso, the little stuffed animal that he bought for her. And he was like, you know, like, I think any normal person would know that you, like, you don't do that seriously. You, like, do it in jest, so to speak. Like, you're like, you know, Alfonso, what are we going to do? You know, like, that kind of thing. But he was like, Alfonso,
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
This was his moment of, what's that Tom Hanks movie where he talks?
Wilson, where he talks to Wilson on Castaway.
Castaway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what he was thinking. He's thinking, I could get an Emmy for this.
Maybe, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was chilling when Tom Hanks talked to Wilson. When Wilson got away, when Wilson floated away by accident, and he started crying like a baby because Wilson left him, and that was like his baby, Wilson.
Right.
He was crying like he was crying over a real person.
He wasn't. That was a volleyball.
It was a volleyball.
With a face painted on it.
With a face painted on it, like a hand. It was so sad. I'm getting emotional thinking about it. Why can't we have moments like that in All My Children?
That was their attempt. They attempted that moment.
That was good. Anyway, so then as the week progresses, you know, Greenlee, like, they go back and forth and stuff, and Greenlee starts to have a little panic attack, and Zach helps her. So, like, as the week progresses, they're getting sort of closer, and they're sort of, not closer, like, you know, friendly, but, like, they're starting to have, like, an understanding, like, they're in it together, and they have to help each other and all that stuff. Now, I could give you a spoiler right here. I may have to resist, although I think it's in the spoilers all over. Like, I know Super Poster, if you go to the fan space, the AMC fan space page at MySpace for Super Poster of the Year, www.myspace.com/Super Poster of the Year. You will find he has a lot of spoilers listed that are all accurate, of course, because the writer's strike has not changed anything that's going to happen, apparently. But there's a lot of stuff there. Should I say it, Pedro?
I can't make that decision for you, but I am curious.
I'm going to whisper it to you.
Okay. That's amazing.
Does it make you want to tune in?
I can't wait. What's going to happen? Now I know.
Now you know. But listen, that makes it so much more boring to me. That's the problem. I get so bored.
What do you mean? The spoilers?
The spoilers. I know too much. You know too much.
Somehow I don't think it's the spoilers that are making it too boring.
That is possible. Anyway, to wrap up Greenlee and Zach. At the end of the week, they break through the wall.
But hold on. You didn't even talk about the canned fruit drive.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Somehow they're surviving on food that's like 60 years old, canned. And she finds like fruit cocktail and fruit cocktail and fruit cocktail.
She should be psyched.
You would think she'd be excited. But the thing that was weird to me is that the labels didn't seem to match what she was saying that the food items were.
And also, every time she put down a can, it sounded empty.
Yeah, it was really funny. I don't know. Strange, right? It's strange how those things happen. Yeah. Like a picture of cabbage, as she called it, you know, fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
A picture of green peas. It was fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Maybe in the past, they mislabeled things.
Maybe that's what happened.
You know?
Maybe. Well, the other thing that happened was she found love letters.
Yeah.
And then she had to read them out loud to Zach. Zach needs to fashion a muzzle. Once his hand feels a little bit better, he just needs to fashion a nice muzzle. And I think that's going to happen next week because that's what we saw on the coming attractions for next week.
He should make a tourniquet for her head.
I wish he would. God, that voice is so grating. What is it about that voice?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, long story short, they break through the damn wall. And Zach says, I found something or something like that. And Greenlee comes over and looks and screams bloody murder. And it turns out to be the skeleton of a human hand. I'm just thinking that means they're near a cemetery, right?
This could mean that.
That's all it means. We had some developments with Aiden and Kenzel. They start out the week fighting with each other because Kenzel wants help from Tad. She thinks that he knows something. And Aiden gets all crazy on Kenzel. Aiden has been going crazy on Kenzel this week.
Aiden's just been going crazy.
It's true. He's really been going nuts.
Am I jumping ahead when he found the cell phone in the woods?
No, you can talk about that.
I mean, let's be honest. There's acres and acres and acres of forest. And he looks down and he finds a cell phone.
Suspend your disbelief.
My disbelief has not been suspended. It has been arrested and it has been put in a little cell on Rikers Island.
He finds a lot of stuff out there in them woods. He makes a little box, a collection box.
He does. He finds like a meth lab, a phone.
Yep. He finds the bracelet that Zach gave Kenzel.
He's a good detective.
He's a really, really good detective. Aren't you feeling guilty what you nickname him, Pedro?
That's true. He's not Cledumbo anymore.
What is he?
He is...
Clesmardo?
Clesmardo.
Clenazzo-Dumbo? Well, listen, at least that fight at the beginning of the week in the office, you know, where Tad and Aiden and Erica and Kenzel were, was nice because it went back and honored the history of Erica and Tad. Because Tad said, look, if I find anything, I promise you, I will call you. We have a friendship here. And I care about you, Erica, and I'm loyal to you, and I will call you. And that was a really nice moment. Do you remember, Pedro? And I know you do. The bad dreams that Kenzel had last week.
Oh, I love the bad dreams.
They were like Blair Witch Trial creepy.
They were like 1988 Whitesnake video creepy.
They were, right?
Right, like black and white and grainy, yeah, with like blood on the hand.
But like the blood was, like the footage was black and white, but like the blood was bright red.
Yeah.
Like almost Cordovan, I would say. Like a wine, a deep, deep wine.
Yeah.
Cordovan is a Pottery Barn color, if you must know.
Thank you. I was not aware
Pottery
of that.
Barn is very classy.
I was not aware of that.
Ka-ching! Pottery Barn is a sponsor, I will admit, but a very good sponsor. Just got 10 cents, Pedro.
And a taupe rug.
A taupe, jute, or sisal rug. Did I say that right? Sisal?
I have no idea.
That's what it said in the catalog. I don't know. Anyway, so in this dream, it's creepy because at first Zach is all bloody and she's all worried. But then Greenlee like has a gun and she says that she shot Zach. But then she sees Greenlee sitting there. And then it's really Blair Witch shot because you just see the back of Greenlee's head. And then she turns around and she looks at Kendall. She got a single bullet hole in her forehead.
Oh, that was big creepy. That was disgusting.
Well, she had a big drop of blood coming out
that
of the bullet hole.
That was nasty.
It was really nasty.
As you would say, nasty.
It was really nasty. No, I say nasty.
Yes. It was nasty.
It was nasty.
It really was.
Really, really nasty.
Really, really nasty.
So in that sense, it was enjoyable.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I did not enjoy that moment.
I am telling you people that I do respect, as much as I hate this dumbass, boring storyline, I respect the effort involved in it. I do. I respect the camera work. I respect the feeling, the mood, all that stuff. I respect it. And the blood and the...
I feel like I have the exact opposite reaction.
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
Because it is not done well. It's done like... I don't know. It feels like it's been done... I don't even want to talk about this. It's not my cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea?
No. I think an 8-year-old could do a better job.
Don't be so negative, Pedro. I didn't invite you on my show to be Mr. Nasty. All right, you could be a little nasty if you want. It's all right.
I think it's corny.
I agree, but I'm trying to be constructive here, and I'm trying to be fair and impartial. These viewers count on me for a fair and impartial critique of the program that we know and love called All My Children, that we all have a history with. We've been watching for 22 years or more in some cases, much more.
As Jordan demonstrated.
Jordan knows every single piece of information there is to know about All My Children. He called me up this week, people. He let me know about an article that Brian Franz was quoted in. And now, Brian Franz apparently also heads... He doesn't head SoapNet, but I think he's responsible for programming at SoapNet because he's daytime president of ABC. They're putting movies on the SoapNet channel. Like Pretty Woman and stuff like that. Mystic Pizza, stuff like that. Why the hell are they putting movies on a soap channel?
Because they probably get better ratings than the soaps.
Listen, I agree with you. I understand it on a, you know, technical level and stuff. But I'm saying that I really do agree with Jordan's hypothesis that Brian Franz ain't interested in soaps. And he'd be very happy if they were off the air.
Well, soaps are expensive to make.
I mean, and that article was proof. I believe it was TV Guide Online or something like that. So I'll look it up and I'll try to provide a link. But he was very upset, and I was very upset, too. Anyway, so then after this whole bad dream and stuff, she goes to see Aiden. She fights with Aiden about whether or not she should be helping, you know, find Greenlee, and he kicks her out. So before he kicks her out, she admits that she framed Greenlee to him. He gets all pissed.
That's a foolish thing to do.
He gets all nasty.
That is foolish.
So Kenzel goes home. She talks to Erica, who tries to talk some sense into Kenzel. Kenzel ain't hearing it. She runs out again and goes back to Aiden to help. And she subtly reminds Aiden that, sure, she may have framed Greenlee, but Greenlee did admit that she tried to kidnap Spike. So there you go. So then they're teaming up to, you know, find Greenlee and Zach. I liked how she broke into the house with a crowbar, Sylvester's house.
Yeah, she knows how to use a crowbar.
She sure does.
Clearly.
I think it was particularly admirable that she was able to lift that crowbar, because that crowbar was easily twice as heavy as she is.
That's what I'm saying. It not only is she a great actor, she's got a superhuman strength.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It was impressive.
That crowbar was 2 times her size.
Well, what she was doing before she used the crowbar to break in, she was trying to hide from Aiden, so she stood behind the crowbar.
He couldn't see her.
He couldn't see her at all. Anyway, so then when they get inside and they agree that they're going to help each other, she looks through this box of stuff as Pedro was mentioning, and they find the bracelet. So she's all happy because she knows they're together now. So that's that.
That's nice.
So, people, what do you want to talk about next? Pedro, what do you think?
There's one thing that is by far my favorite moment in the show.
Do tell. Do tell.
JR in jail.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
And Ava.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Smuggling gin into him.
In her fake boobies. It was funny.
It was funny. I just don't understand the logic of when you drink and you're drunk, you remember all the things that you forgot when you were drunk.
It's on a Wikipedia. It's absolutely true.
Is it?
Absolutely.
What happened to I'm drinking to forget?
Scientists say that is not applicable when you're actually drunk.
Hmm.
You remember when you're actually drunk.
So all those nights that I can't remember.
No, listen. What Ava was saying, I'm going to clear it up for you, please. Pedro. What she was saying is that when you are drunk, okay, you forget what you did when you're sober. So when you drink to forget, yes, you do. Like, say you were hit by a car or something and it really messed you up, but you were sober when you hit by the car. Well, you drink to forget about that. But if you, like, did a naked table dance when you were drunk and you drank again, you'd probably remember the naked table dance. You might even try to do it again.
So what happens when you want to drink to forget when you're sober and then drink and you want to forget what you did when you were drunk?
You stay sober to forget what you did when you were drunk.
Okay.
And you drink to forget what you did when you were sober. It's very simple. It's really very simple.
It's a lot of work.
Well, anyway, it was funny because you were noticing how juggy she was when she came in through the jail.
Yes.
And then she pulled out these two little balloons, like little balloons full of gin. And he don't drink them. He don't drink them.
That's good.
I was impressed. But she got busted, so she had to leave the jail. She's really intent on saving him. And she breaks back in a little later in the week as his little sister. And she was kind of cute. She's like, oh, my brother, I'm so worried about you, JR. You're in trouble. Oh, my God. It's funny. I liked it. So then JR goes back to his creepy self and tries to kiss her. And she's like, no. But she likes it because she was smirking. I saw Pedro. I'm a very, very fine observer and a very astute observer. And I noticed the most subtle details. She smirked. She liked it. And then Livia comes back. Livia, yay! Except she came back with that scarecrow hair. I hate that hair. I don't like it, people. She's so beautiful. She's another reason to watch. If she keeps being on the show, I'm going to keep watching because I love her. She's a brilliant actress. A brilliant Broadway, stage, TV, film actress. Not so much film. Actress. And she's a beautiful person, a beautiful woman. And she has that hair. I don't like it.
You never know. You're passing judgment on her hair. She could have been attacked by a bottle of bleach. You don't know.
He looks so serious when he says that.
Well, I'm being serious.
He's very concerned.
I am, because I can't imagine anyone that is not attacked would have that hair.
Love her. I wish that hair would go away. Go away. She tries to help JR. Livia does. He don't really accept it. Colby comes to help him, too. That was really nice. I really like that. In the meantime, though, you have Adam trying to help him. Well, first you had Crystal in the beginning of the week, like, tortured over being with Adam, and she finally is with him. And she had on a juggy top, too. She was real juggy.
Did she have gin?
No, she didn't have gin.
She didn't have gin-filled jugs?
No, she had teats, people. They were real big, Pedro. I was kind of like, ooh, Bobby Eakes. Gotta be careful, Bobby Eakes. You got a beautiful figure, but sometimes you wear tops not so flattering. You had a good observation this week.
I did.
You think that the wardrobe people were drinking the gin-soaked boobies.
That's probably true.
That's what you thought.
Yeah, there were some out-of-control patterns.
Out-of-control patterns, including the booby top that Crystal wore.
Yes.
including the top that Kobe wore, which I didn't like that printed top. She's cute, though. She pulls anything off. And also including the piece of junk wardrobe that Babe was wearing. A red turtleneck and a Scottish plaid scarf. Boring, boring, boring. I don't like it.
I wasn't getting that from you, so thank you for clarifying.
Anyway, she stays with Adam because she loves him and all. And she calls Tad, who has been bonding with Hannah. I'm telling you, people, a little tiny bit snaggletoothed at Hannah. Just a little tiny bit. I still like her. I do. She's a little long in the tooth.
She's long in the tooth?
A little bit. You never heard that expression?
I have heard it. I've heard the expression. I can't quite put my finger on it.
All right, fine. I like Tad and Hannah. They had a very nice moment. They talked about Dixie. They talked about Zach. They talked about everything. And he looked good at the beginning of the week, too. She talked about Ethan a little bit as well, which is so weird. It's so weird to think of her having Ethan as a son because he's too old for her. She's too young to have Ethan as a son. But anyway, so as they're kind of wrapping up their day, Crystal calls in to say that she's going to stay over at Adam's, and Tad is pissed, but he lets her do it. And then so Hannah stays over. And then what happens is Crystal comes home.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Adam is going crazy trying to get help for JR. Enough said. We covered that. Then Crystal comes home, and she and Tad have it out. Out. You saw that, Pedro.
Yeah, she's not afraid to swing the hand.
She is not afraid to swing. And I was shocked. I think that's the first, people. I could be wrong, but I don't remember her ever slapping Tad. And his anger is so palpable and so incredible. I love it. 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 He's an incredible actor. And they're gearing up for a big, huge confrontation. I'm telling you right now.
You know what this show needs?
What?
More Jack.
Oh, my God. Don't say it. Why do I need more Jack?
You just need more Jack. More Jack in the show.
Listen, I feel bad because a couple of people wrote saying that they really like Jerrica. Jack and Erica.
Ooh. Jerrica. That's funny.
That's nice, right?
Yeah.
I don't like them. Too boring now. Too predictable.
It is. It's totally predictable.
That's the problem with it. No spark.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then basically Tad leaves in a huff. And then this is kind of manufactured a little bit. Crystal cuts her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And as she's cutting her hand, Adam just happens to stop by. Now, Adam is forbidden at this household. Absolutely forbidden. And I was, scared for her when she opened that door. All right? I was also scared for her, going back a little bit, when she brought up Kathy, who we call Kathy, to Tad. That Tad was holding on to Jenny for dear life because he lost Kathy. Tad looked like he wanted to strangle her. That was scary. Anyway, long story short, Adam ends up taking Crystal to the hospital with Jenny. And he carries Jenny because Crystal can't carry the baby because her hand is cut up.
Mm.
Bad, bad call. In the meantime, Tad is talking to Minnie Hands Julia about his dilemma, and she's talking to him back. And this week, Minnie Hands Julia did a lot of patching up for people. She looked beautiful, though. She looked absolutely beautiful. Her hair is jet black and straight. Beautiful.
She looks good in scrubs.
She looks great in scrubs. So she looked beautiful, but she was helping a lot of people out. So then all of a sudden, Crystal and Adam leave her hospital room, okay, where she's getting stitched up, and they run smack into Tad. And it was like, Pedro, give me a hand here. What are those movies like? Okay, it's like when you're ready to, fight someone, it's like someone disses you, and mm-hmm. you're ready, and you have, something in your hands, and you, put it aside, and you give it to that person.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Tad is holding Jenny, and he cannot get upset or yell or strike a man when he's holding Jenny. So he very carefully gives her to Minnie Hands Julia, and everything gets quiet. And I was scared. I was like, what's Tad going to do?
It's like the calm before the storm.
Yes, it is. Like a duel. Like a cowboy duel.
Okay. Like at high noon.
Yes, high noon. I heard the whistles. That's what I heard. So anyway, basically what happens is they have it out. They talk a little bit. And Adam, of course, is like, you're mad because Crystal wants me and not you. That's why you're mad. And Tad's like, no, 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 no. You don't get it. So Tad is setting up for a big old confrontation, people. You mark my words. And I know what's going to happen, but I can't tell y'all. And probably half of y'all know, too. So I ain't going to ruin it by doing a spoiler alert. I'm starting to be down on spoiler alerts. They just, you already know too much, and I already know too much.
Can I say the show is not good enough for spoiler alerts?
I agree.
This is not a criticism. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that if the show was really good and you were hanging on every word, a good spoiler would kind of be nice. But unfortunately, you don't want to know about the spoilers because there's not a lot to hold on to. And those one good things that are like down the pike, you don't want to ruin them.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Pedro. Words of wisdom from Pedro, the superintendent. What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to briefly talk about Richie and wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
I will wrap it up. Richie is in the hospital again, and the shrink comes, and he argues over his deal, quote-unquote, with the shrink. And then Lily goes to see him, and he don't recognize her. And she gets hurt over that. And then she hears him talking to the shrink about murder and all this stuff, and she goes catatonic. That's when Minnie Hands Julia shows up. Minnie Hands Julia ended up at Jack's house because we know people. They're trying to put them together, and if they do, I don't know what I'm going to do because that would drive me crazy. But Minnie Hands Julia goes over there because she forgot her keys or something like that. And she goes and she helps Lily make a safe list and an unsafe list. She was so beautiful. I loved her in these scenes. I thought she did beautiful work. But she don't help Lily. That don't help Lily. I love, though, how Jack was, like, overlooking Minnie Hands Julia as she was talking to Lily. Mm-hmm. He, like, nods his head and he has that, like, worried, concerned, loving look. His head's all over the place, Pedro. God, it must be sore at the end of the day of taping.
He has a stiff neck.
It must be stiff or sore or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe so many years of doing it has a lot of strength and a lot of flexibility.
Right. Maybe he's very relaxed.
Very relaxed. Maybe that's why he can't even control it. It just goes out of control.
Yeah, that's possible.
Anyway, I'm not interested in the plan that Richie has. I'm not interested in any of this. All I know is towards the end of the week, you know, basically Emma and Blandy's father are growing closer. And Blandy likes this because Emma really always wanted a grandfather. So they get closer and they, you know, they go to even visit Richie in the hospital. And Richie sees this. He gets all jealous and crazy. And he puts a kibosh to that. But not before he swindles his way into seeing Babe. I guess visiting hours were over and then Babe comes in and they talk. And Babe is falling for this man, hook, line, and sinker. And I don't understand this. I don't understand how Babe got so stupid.
Hook, line, and stinker.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly, Pedro. Exactly. You are speaking a lot of words of wisdom today. He is speaking the truth. Blandy realizes that one second, Grandpa is so happy to be with Emma and he's going to take her she's going to take him to the airport. She and Blandy are going to take him to the airport. And the next minute, he's denying both of them. So Blandy storms in with her little size 7 Manolo boots and says, you know, what did you do? You turned dad against Emma. How dare you? How dare you turn dad against Emma? I told you I told you I would never let you hurt my daughter, and you did.
She does know how to deliver an emotionally powerful performance.
It's part of your sick game, Richie. Part of your sick game. And so she just click, 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 out the hospital room. Now, not before her man, Ryan, finds out with Special Johnny that Richie has this whole insurance con worked out with the shrink that helped him in jail. Basically, the game is that if Richie dies of an accident, then his life insurance will be paid to the shrink. If Richie dies of natural causes, it won't be paid out at all, which could be bad. So Ryan puts two and two together and realizes that Richie has not come to hurt his family, but has actually come to have them kill him via an accident. And we had a couple fun things along the way. Like, we had Special Johnny and Ryan dress up as FBI men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we?
Yep.
Which was fun.
They were rocking some sunglasses.
Really cheap sunglasses, I'm saying.
I thought they were nice.
I thought they looked cheap. I thought even those men who are so beautiful couldn't pull it off.
Nose glasses, maybe a vest with pockets in it, and my Bermuda shorts, and I'd be looking good.
I'm telling you, it was fun though. That was kind of fun. I also love this week, viewers. Ryan spent a little time with Spike. Spike is talkative. Hoo-wee. Spike is talking up a storm. That's got to be hard because he's supposed to be deaf.
Yeah, no.
But he's like forming words now. He's like, Dada, uh-oh.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they're going to get his hearing back, so that'll explain away that stuff.
That, to me, that scene was funny. That was like a soap opera actor's challenge.
Yes.
You know?
Because Ryan can't talk directly to him because he can't risk the baby seeming to hear him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It is. That is just a ridiculous scene.
It really was. It was fun, though. I loved it. Last story, people, that I wanted to cover was our little Amanda. Our beautiful little Amanda.
She looked good.
She looked so good. And that's what I'm saying. Like, she's looking like a Brazilian supermodel, like Gisele Bündchen in her little gold outfits. And Babe is like wearing a red turtleneck sweater. What is going on?
Oh, Babe looks like Jan Brady or something.
She looked like Jan Brady. That's exactly right. Especially with that hair, like, sort of like the barrette clip in the back.
Yeah.
She has naturally curly hair, Amanda Baker. Why wouldn't she have that beautiful curly hair on the show? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Makes no sense. Well, it's funny because they're at, you know, Babe's all verklempt because Richie's sick and she doesn't know what to do. So she pulled in on all-nighter at Fusion, and then Amanda comes in and helps her. And they're still a little bit tense about things. Well, Ava comes in after trying to help JR a second time at the jail, and he rejects her help. And they start, Ava and Amanda start catfighting. It was really awesome. And so Ava goes to grab Amanda, and Amanda drops her purse.
Oh, yeah.
And a video spill, a DVD comes out, spills out.
And everyone in the room is like, what is that? Is that a DVD?
Oh, my God. You have a DVD. What is this? What is this?
There's a DVD in your purse.
DVD. Oh.
Who has a DVD in their purse?
Not me. It was me. It's pictures of my family.
That DVD must have secret information
no,
on
no,
it.
No, not at all. No.
That's a DVD.
It's just my family.
But it's a DVD.
But it's pictures. It's pretty much how it went.
It's very similar to that.
That's pretty much how it went, yes. Anyway, so Amanda gets out of it. She talks her way out of it. And she decides to watch the video at Fusion. And so basically, she has blackmailed JR is the scenario. She's basically videotaped. She made him get drunk the night of the accident. The night that he was drunk and he blacked out, she got him drunker and made him sort of explain all of his crimes and sins and stuff. So she's got it on tape now.
If he had the gin that Ava gave him, he would have remembered that.
I also,
according to this theory.
He would have. And I also want to posit a little something. Would such a tape be admissible in court if someone was drunk out of their minds and confessing stuff?
That I don't know.
That doesn't seem likely.
I'm not a lawyer.
Whatever. I hope our little Amanda gets what she wants because she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
I love her. Mm-hmm. I want more Amanda. Mm. I'm going to start calling her Mandy. I like Mandy. I think she's a Mandy.
Okay.
I told you, Pedro, I saw her on the subway. She was beautiful.
You did?
No makeup. Beautiful.
Did you get her autograph?
No, I don't bother people. I ain't no stalker.
I cannot believe you did not get an 8x10 glossy.
Listen, this is the problem. She was, like, going to work or something. I wasn't going to bother her. Like, if I was at, like, Super Soap Weekend or something, then I would, but...
Cannot believe that.
I know. Listen, people, better week. I feel like this week was a better week. I am troubled by the next 2 weeks because I know that they're going to be MOTS. MOTS.
What does that mean?
More of the same.
More, yes, that's right.
Bomb shelter this, bomb shelter that. It's boring. I don't like it. But you know what? If the spoilers are true, then there will be a little excitement in the bomb shelter, if you know what I'm saying.
That's true.
And above the bomb shelter, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
That's a little bit of a spoiler, people. But I will say no more. I want to thank my guest host, Pedro.
Peter.
For sitting in this week. He did a very good job, even though he doesn't know how to pronounce his own name. Thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure, Ashley.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I am Peter.
Pedro. And here's a little something just for you.
What are you doing still awake?
You. Come here, Morty. You know what? I'm going to make you a deal.
Huh?
How's about we make a deal? How's about you and me, we stay like this forever, okay? Like Peter Pan, just stay like this forever. I'm going to look after you. And all you have to do is stay close. Am I kidding, right? I want to make that deal with everybody that I love. Yeah, but it never seems to work out that way, does it? World's a messy place, kiddo. It is what it is. People want. They need what they need. Life takes care of the rest. Like you. Right now, you think I'm a rock star. You know you do. Come on, admit it. I think I'm a rock star. But in a few years, you're going to think I'm too embarrassing to be seen with. No, I know it. It's hard to admit. It's the truth. You're going to think I'm just a very loving and annoying dinosaur who gets in the way of all your fun. But you know the crazy part? You're a parent and you're a dad. You know that going in? And you do it anyway because you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You can't always keep your little girl safe. You can't keep your sons from leaving home. But sometimes mamas. Sometimes mamas leave too.